Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome. We're back on live with the Hajj broadcast, Hajj 1437. This is Maulana Junaid Kasani. Alhamdulillah,
we have a guest online from Mina.
Sheikh Ahmed is here with us and his group from Malawi, and they are currently, of course, in Mina with all the other Hujjaj. Let us cross over to Sheikh Ahmed Janda
from Malawi, and let's see the vibe and the feeling of the Hujjaj from that part of the world. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, we are at Mina here with the Hujjaj from Malawi. As you have already heard, that my name is Ahmed Janda, and we are having about 140 Hajjis this year who have come for Hajj in different camps, of course. But right now I have some people who are also with me here in Mina from Camp B. Sure.
So Sheikh,
alhamdulillah, tell me, the Hujjaj that are with you, are they all from one particular area of Malawi? Are they from Blantyre region, Zomba region? Where are they from, or are they scattered from all over Malawi?
No, alhamdulillah, they are all from all parts of the Malawi. Others are from Zuzu, others are from Lilongwe, Blantyre, but also of different, you know, races. You know that Malawi is comprised of Muslims from all races. We have got our brothers who say who are residents in Malawi from India, and others also from Mozambique, others in fact including from South Africa. So all of us from different areas in Malawi, alhamdulillah, we have converged here at Mina now at the moment doing our manasik al-hajj, inshallah.
You know, Sheikh Ahmed, I asked Sheikh from Zambia, the interview a few minutes ago, tell me the preparations for Hajj. Whoever comes there to the Baytullah is expected to make some preparations. Could you outline and give us some indications of the preparations that were made by some of our brothers from Malawi?
Yeah, alhamdulillah. In terms of the preparations for Hajj this year, alhamdulillah, it has been very good. You know, everything here has been systematic. You cannot just do anything without, you know, taking proper precautions. At the moment, you start with the registration with the agent or the company that you is going to travel with you. And then everything is also put into the system in the computer, which you can access at any time that you want, especially as an agent. And then, you know, the process of taking the Hajjis from the country to Mecca, and also from, taking them to other hotels around Mecca, as well as in Medina. Alhamdulillah, it has been successful. So in terms of the preparations here, in terms of the government of the Saudi, alhamdulillah, it seems they have improved so much in terms of the tents. Last year we had some few problems with the aircon, but this year, alhamdulillah, the tents are very perfect, working properly, and all the Hajjis, mashallah, are getting the services perfectly. But also even in terms of security at the moment, alhamdulillah, we can see that they have intensified. They want to make sure that all the Hajjis perform their pilgrimage without any problems. So, alhamdulillah, it is a commendable job, as I could see, in terms of the preparations from the government side, but also even for ourselves as Malawians in our different groups. We have been advising each other also, especially on using, public things, public utilities, like you're talking of the toilets, and but also, you know, that the Hajj, the essence of Hajj is that you are coming together as Muslim Ummah, one Muslim Ummah, from different backgrounds and perspectives. And, you know, for you to stay together with such type of people, you really need to sometimes understand the nature of that particular person in front of you. As much as we also know that Hajj, the essence of Hajj is that we should try as much as possible to be united front. Like, we have to do things together. We don't have to quarrel. We don't have to talk ill about others. So this has been, alhamdulillah, inculcated in all the Hajjis. At the moment, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all our Hujjaj, inshaAllah.
Sheikh, you know, for having joined us, but before I let you go, that of your group of 140, tell me how many of them are new and how many of them are returning Hajis who have been before?
Like for myself, alhamdulillah, I've done before, but maybe there could also be a few brothers here who have done that before. But most of them are the ones that are doing it for the first time in their life. And those maybe who come here for the second time, third time, maybe they are doing it also with their respective families. But, you know, with that being the case, we also try to, you know, like get ourselves used to the systems that are put in place here in Mecca as well as in Mina. So, alhamdulillah, I could say that we have quite a good large number of people who've never done the Hajj before, and this is their first time, and it is so amazing for them, you know, resembling at this point where all are putting adorning in one color, and you cannot actually differentiate between the anyone, I mean, in terms of the race or color. Alhamdulillah, this is so amazing.
Sheikh Ahmed, Jazakumullah khair for having joined us at the Radio Islam International, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your Hajj Mabrur, inshallah. And do, of course, if you remember, pass on our greetings, our salams to the brothers in your group, and we are making dua for them, and we especially request that they include us in their duas as well. They're in a very Mubarak place, Arafah tomorrow, inshallah, and if they can include us in their duas, we will not just be appreciative, but we will be mashkoor beyond appreciation, inshallah.
Jazakallah khair. Inshallah, we'll keep all in du'as, inshallah. And we'll pray for our Muslim brothers and sisters elsewhere, where they're facing so many problems. And we'll also pray for our Muslim brothers in Malawi, as well as in South Africa and our neighboring countries. You know, we come from the same background, and we also need to see Islam growing in these countries. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise the flag of Islam in these countries, as we also always remember you, our sheikhs, in our du'as, as well as our families and those who have passed away before us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us and accept our du'as, inshallah.
Ameen, ameen, subha, ameen.